We on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the top Taisvis, Nikiv Visosmoy, Imma Akiv Esatkiye Posel, Vim Lav Kosha. So the Mishnah says that the kashrus of the Shofar is dependent if after the steamer im ma'akev esatkiye, then it doesn't help the steamer and the im lav kosher. Now, before we learn Taisavis, let's just remember Rashi Shita is, we had a machloikis between Rav Nosson and the Chachomim. The Chachomim say that bein b'minoi, bein sheloi b'minoi is posel. Nikiv v'sosmoi, bein b'minoi, bein sheloi b'minoi is posel. That we had a barais in the Gemara. Rabbi Nosson Omer, b'minoi kosher, sheloi b'minoi posel. We had here a machlokes. Rashi learned pshat that the machlokes between the Chachomim, the Tanakam and Rav Nosson. So Rashi learned pshat, b'minoi kosher, b'einoi ma'akev es hatkiya. That's how Rashi learns pshat. So according to Rashi, l'cheira Amishnah is going according to Rav Nosson. He says Rav Nosson holds, there's a machlokes, the Tanakam and Rav Nosson, b'chlal astime can help. The Chachamim hold astima never helps. And Rav Nosson says, astima b'minoi will help. And now the Mishnah says, when will astima help? That's tafke im eine me'akev esatkiye. But if me'akev esatkiye, then astima also won't help. That is l'chayre, the mahalach of the Gemara according to Rashi. And then also, we had two members of Rabbi Yochanan. One member of Rabbi Yochanan was that what Rav Nosson said that astima helps, that's tafke nishtaya ruboy. That roiv of the shofar remained. The nekev is only an amiyut of the shofar, so then astima will help. That is the first lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. And the second lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is, that what Rav Nosson said, sheloi b'minoi, does not help, that is dafke by nifchas ruboi. If the roiv of the shofar is nifchas, so the nekev is larger than the shofar. But if it's not nifchas ruboi, then afilu sheloi b'minoi is also kosher. These are the two lashonis of Rabbi Yochanan, and the machlokes of Rav Nosson and the Tanakhama. Now we'll see Taisvis. We'll see Taisvis is chaylik and Rashi. Nikev v'sosmoi ima akev esatkiye posel v'imlav kosher. Now Taisvis had a shayla, what is pshat ima akev esatkiye? So Taisvis says as follows. Im nefarsha. If we will explain the Mishnah, da ayri la'acher hastime, that ma'akev esatkiya means after the stime, there is an ikov in the tkiya. And let us give one more hakdome, what the Sfaseme says, and then dachsachmer, the taisvis will be more readily understood. Taisvis later will tell us a yesoid. In most cases, a nekev is mishana the keil. A nekev is mishana the keil. And befrat, the nekovim, what the Barais is speaking about, nishtaya ruboy. Nishtaya ruboy means that 51% is left over. That's nishtaya ruboy. We can have a nekev that covers 49% of the shofar. So that's a pretty big nekev. Such a nekev is zicher mishana the keil. And the second lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, nifchas ruboy, is upgeret, it's zicher mishana the keil. So let us say, for practical purposes, that normally a nekev is mishana the keil. So we have here three stages in the Shofar. We have the Koil of the Shofar before the Nekev. It had its own natural Koil. Then we have stage number two, how the Koil sounded with the Nekev. That's stage number two. Now our Mishnah is speaking about stage number three. So L'chayre, stage number two, there was a Shini HaKoil Al Yidei HaNekev, but could be it's also kosher, because that was the Koil of the Shofar. Stage number three, Nikev V'Sosmai. Now after there was a Shini HaKoil Al Yidei HaNekev, V'Sosmai, now he was Sosim the Nekev. So the Mishnah says as follows: Im ma'akev esatkiyem, if al yedei hastime, it does not go back to the natural koil. That's what Tosis wants to learn now. Posel, then it's posel. V'im lav kosher, but if it is not ma'akev esatkiyem, so that means after the stime we go back to stage one. So then it is kosher. That's how Tosfos wanted to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. He says, if al yedei, if we'll assume that the Nekev makes a Shini HaKoil normally, so the Medubar is, after the Stime, did it go back to stage one, then it's kosher. If it's a new Koil, it's stage three, it's possible. So let us see Tosfos. Im nefarsha. If we will explain the Mishnah, the Ayri La'acher HaStime, it is speaking about after the Stime. Ma'akiv as Hatkiya means after the Stime, it was Ma'akiv the Tkiya. The Tkiya did not come back Al Yedei HaStime. No, after the Stime, it's Ma'akiv as Hatkiya. Now, Tosfos wants to explain why is that. Why didn't it go back to its normal koil? The Nekev took away the koil, or the Nekev made a Shini HaKoil, now you say, the Nekev should go back to the previous koil. So Taisa says, Lefi Shaloi Huchliko Stimas HaNekev. Could be this patch that was put in is not as smooth as the rest of the Shofar. Could be the Stime, it protrudes into the chlal ha-shofar, sein ha-ruach yoytzei bepshitos. So that means the ruach does not go out smoothly. U'ma'akev esakel. And it's ma'akev esakel. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. If the stime, if al yedei ha-stime goes back to stage one, how it was before the nekev, and it's good. If Al Yedei HaStime, it's Ma'akiv HaSatkiya, it's stage three, a new koil, it's no good. That's what Tosfos wanted to say, Pshat. So Tosfos says, Kasha. No, that is not a good Pshat in the Mishnah. Kiven the Chol HaKoilos Ksheirim B'Shofar K'demrinim B'Gemore. All koilos hakosher, mali ma'akev, mali einei ma'akev. So what is the difference if it's ma'akev, if it's not ma'akev? So the Sfas Emes explains Pshat and Tosfos as follows. Sfas Emes says, in the case where it's not ma'akev, so it's good. It went back to the first koil. So lochere is kan shoyel aben, why is it good? Lemaise, the koil which we hear now, is not a koil of the Shofar. It is a koil that was bo al yedei hastime. So why is it good? Darf man doch al kolchach sagen, a shtik teure, that since the stime was put in lechazik es a Shofar, so it becomes part of the Shofar. That means if you'll tell me that what it came back to the original koil is no chesorim, so you have to put down a yesod, that the stime lechazik as a shofar becomes part of the shofar, so that we consider this like becomes part of the shofar, and this is the koil of the shofar. So Tosfos held misvore. So if it becomes part of the shofar, so what is the chilek if the koil is similar to stage one or it's a new koil. But if it becomes part of the shofar, so this is now the koil of the shofar. If you consider it a davar acher, so if it went back to the old koil should not be good, because now the koil is not coming, is coming out from a shofar of a davar acher. So Kol Choch, he is saying, it becomes nisbatel to the shofar, was put there lechazik as a shofar, lisam as a shofar. So it becomes part of the shofar, becomes part of the shofar, so what's the chilik, what koil comes out? That was the svara of Tosfos. So therefore, Tosfos falls off from this pshat. That what? That ima'akev es atkiya does not mean after the stime. Because after, ikov, after the stime, geit manishto. V'nire da'ayri koidem stime. Ima'akev es atkiya means the Tana is speaking about, did the nekev make hashinui hakel? That is what the Tana is speaking about. Did the Nekev make a shini akil? The Airi Koidim stime. The Koidim shenistam hoya hanekev ma'akev esakil. If before the stime, so the Nekev changed the koil that the shofar had before the Nekev, Shahoya hakil mishtane machmas hanekev. The nekev made a shini hakil. Urshe sosmoy. And when he was soisim the nekev, choza lekemoy shahoya. It went back the way it was before. So the Tana of our Mishnah says this is possible. Why is it possible? So fakir, the now in Lomdus will understand it very well. You know why it's possible? Before the Nekev, there was stage one. The Shofar had a certain koil. After the Nekev, the Shofar has the stage two. It has a different koil. This is the koil of the Shofar. So if this is the koil of the Shofar, so the Shinui that occurred now, Al Yedei Hastima, that it went back to the first koil, the Shinui is not Al Yedei HaShofar. This is Al Yedei Dover Acher. So if it's al yedei dover acher, so a dover acher is creating the koil we have now. Must gate meron that this koil is similar to the first koil, but the first koil was a koil shofar. This shofar now has a nekev in it. So the steam is, so now the steam is making that this new koil, which is similar to the first koil, is coming al yedei hashofar of a dover acher. So therefore it's no good. So that's Pshat the Mishnah. That means we're speaking about before the steamer. If the Nekev was Ma'akev, Nike Visosmoy. So is a Ma'akev going on Visosmoy? Ma'akev is going on Nike. So now Tais is saying it's going on Nike. Nike is a Ma'akev Esatkiye. If the Nekev made an Ikov in the Tkiye, possible. Because the new koil which I have now after the steamer is a koil aboye de davaracha vimla. But if the nekev did not make any shini yakoil, so then we'll see in Taisvus, so it doesn't even have a shame nekev. So it's nothing. The nekev is garnished. So the nekev is garnished. It's keilu, it's loy nekev. So he put something else on it. So it's right. It's garnished mit garnished. There's something else that he did also did not make a new shini akel, so the shofar never changed. So he added on a steamer, which is leimal leimayir, just like we have tzipoy zov mi bachutz and leinishtan the koyle it's kosher. That's how Tosfos wanted to learn pshat in the Mishnah, and memele in lomdus it's very gishmak. And before Tosfos goes weiter, Tosfos wants to bring rayas to this pshat. Ubi Rishalmi goras behedye im hoya ma'akev. The Rishalmi added one word which does not say in our Mishnah, that the ikav was in the past tense. Im hoya ma'akev. Nikev is osmoy im hoya ma'akev. So we're speaking about the shas anekev. Now we're speaking about the present situation when it's sosmoy. We're speaking about im hoya ma'akev. Kaidim she sosmoy. So posul kishe sosmoy. So then, if there was an ikev, the nekev made a shini akel, so the stima will passel it. V'taime the passel. What's the reason? Kiven the stima zu misayel akel. Since this stima is now creating a koil, even though this koil is similar to the koil in stage one, abol, now the stima is doing it. Bishum de shayfa echad omarachmone, shlo yisaya dover achel a koil. Something else, the new koil is coming about not through the shayfa, it's coming about through something else, through a stima. Kamaitzi pozov, dim nishtane koil eposl. So that's what how Tosfos wants to say pshat in the Yerushalmi, that what the Yerushalmi says, im hoya ma'akev, means if it was nikev v'sosmoy. So since there was an ikov ayidei hanekev, so then the stime macht kalye. But avol im loya ma'akev esatkiye, but if the nekev did not make any shini akel, שלוי נשתנה קוילוי מתחילה מחמס הנקב, הרי הוא כאילו לוי נקב. Then there's no נקב at all, it's gonish. ואין לוחוש במשה סוסמי, so then doesn't matter what he says him it. He says him it במינוי, שלוי במינוי, it was קייט מירון. There's no נקב, and the stima alone also doesn't bring a שיני קול. So ממילא there's no problem. Veheche de loisosmoy. Now, that what the Yerushalmi said, the Shami was goyres imhoya ma'akev. The Yerushalmi told us that there's a psul if the nekev was mishana the koil. So Taisa says the psul is only if he was saisimit. Aba veheche de loisosmoy, kama behedye be Yerushalmi de kosher. That means a shayfa with a hole. There's no psul of a shayfa with a hole. Because what's wrong with the hole? It has a different koil. The chola koil is ksheirim b'shoifa. Now this is a shoifa with a hole. It has a hechsha shoifa. So the hole just was mishana the koil. So this is a shoifa with such a koil. Period. So this is the second shot that Taisvis... That this is the second shot that Taisus wants to say as follows, that the Mishnah is telling us, if the Nekev made a Shinui, so then Stima will be Mekalkul. If the Nekev didn't make a Shinui, then Stima won't be Mekalkul. Vahashte, Zek Taisus, Rabbi Nosin de Komal Bigmore Beminoi Kosher, Sheloi Beminoi Posel. Al kolchoch, that what Rab Nosen was machshir b'minoi, al kolchoch ahoya ma'akev esatkiyekoi. Not the way Rashi says that they're going on loy ma'akev. Al kolch is going on ma'akev esatkiyek. That filohochi kosher b'minoi. That if it is minoi, it becomes kosher. Now how does Taisvis know this? So Taisvis is going to prove it. The Rab Yochanan Kamar Allah Bigmore, Rab Yochanan explained Rab Nosson, that Rab Nosson says that it is kosher b'minoi, it is posel shaloi b'minoi. So Rab Yochanan had two malachim. One malach was Vahushan Ishtaya Ruboi. The first lashon was, when is it kosher b'minoi, if Roy was Nishtaya. The second lashon Rabbi Yochanan was v'hu shenifchas ruboy. When is shaloi b'minoi posel if nifchas ruboy? Al koponim Rabbi Yochanan explained to us in his two lashonis, we're either speaking about a hole that is 49% the size of the shayfa, or it's 51% the size of the shayfa. That's the two lashonis of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rabbi Yochanan just said, as long nishtaya rubai is good. So nishtaya rubai means as long as 51% of the shayfer is left, and you were saisim 49%, it's good. And according to the second lashon, afilu you were saisim 51%, it's good. If it's b'mina, shalai b'mina will be possible. So Taisvis says, if Rabbi Yochanan told us what kind of a hole Rab Nosson is machsher, So Tosfos says, "Vi efshe l'nekev godel kol kach shlo ya'akev es hatkiyah." Such a nekev is zichemakev the tkiyah. So memele. So now let us understand. So it comes out. Now let's understand Rav Nosson's shita. So Rav Nosson, let's go according to the first lashon, according to Rav Yochanan. We're speaking about a big hole. So zicha was ma'akev the tkiyah. So now Rav Nosson said as follows. If you'll be soysim, the whole b'minoi with a shofar, so then Rav Nosson said, alom this, so it becomes a part of the shofar, since it's put there, l'chazek es a shofar, it's the min a shofar, so it becomes bottle to the shofar. If I care, it's roiv. Roiv nishtaye ruboy. We can understand that. Roiv is a shofar. This is put l'chazek es a shofar. So lemaise, so it's it becomes an intricate chelik of the shofar, and it's not called, like they say before, shofar v'dover acher. It's becomes part of the shofar. Shalai b'minai, no, shalai b'minai. You put a piece of wood there. You can't say it becomes part of the shofar. Shalai b'minai. So kolchoch. So then it's a kol shofar v'dover acher. That is svaris Rav Nosson. What is the svar of the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama said, no, it doesn't become part of the shofar. It's a different piece. It's not a shofar. So always it's a shofar v'dover acher. So now we understand the machloikis, Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. If a person, it's according to the first lashon, if a person puts minayin, does it become a chelik of the shofar? It's considered one big shofar. That's the svar of Rav Nosson. And the Tanakam holds it never becomes a chelik of the shofar. Now let us look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Nikei v'sosmoi ima akiv esatkiyah." Ma'akiv esatkiyah, we said, means that b'shas the nekev, the curl changed. So now al kolchach hayidei the steamer, it's going to go back. And the Mishnah says, posel, it's posel. So l'chayra, the Mishnah is going according to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, any steamer you put in, it was not considered like it becomes a chelik of the shofar. It's called shofar v'dovarach. Oh. So Taisa says, umas nisin kerabono. Because according to Rav Nosson, it's not true. I feel that there was a shini hakol al yidei hanekev. It can become kosher if you be soysim et b'minoi. Inami ke Rav Nosson. Could be it's going according to Rav Nosson. Ubi shaloi b'minoi. Maybe it's speaking about shaloi b'minoi. Lelishne kame de Rav Yechanan. So memele, things were going ganz good according to the first lashon. But now, Tosfos has a problem. Umiyu le'idoch lishne de Rav Yochanan. According to the second lashon of Rav Yochanan, the comma, Rav Yochanan said, "Sheloi b'minoi posel, v'hu shenifchas rubay." Sheloi b'minoi is posel, v'hu shenifchas rubay. If nifchas rubay, sheloi b'minoi is posel. Mashme. Aval b'minoi, aval pi, shenifchas rubay koshe. Yeah, as they buy stories. Koshe, mas nisen keman. Da al kolchoch, ho da omri rabonon, bein b'minoi, bein sheloi b'minoi posel. That what the rabonon said, sai b'minoi, sai b'sheloi b'minoi is posel, yamid kemoi kein Rav Yochanan. Mestome, they're talking about the same case, shenifches rubo. The maishno l'Rav Nosson mil rabonon. Kemoi shedoyme loy l'Rav Nosson sfores d'loy nifchas ruboy, kosher afilu sheloi b'minoi. Loma lo yoyma kein, loma lo yoyma kemoi kein le rabono. De kulo bereise benifchas rubi me tukme. Yeah. So Taisva says as follows. Taisva says, according to the second lashon of Rav Yochanan, Rav Nosson held by nifchas rubi Minoy is kosher, and shaloi b'minoy is pasul. So what do we see from this? We see that Rabbi Yochanan holds by nifchas ruboy, minoy can become a chelik of the shofar. Shaloi b'minoy can't become a chelik of the shofar. Nifchas ruboy. Afal pike. Rabbi Yochanan said, but if it's nishtaya ruboy, so then nishtaya ruboy, then all these sforis become bottle. Nishtaya ruboy, afilu, shloi b'mine is also kosher. If roiv is kosher, so automatically, afilu, shloi b'mine, also becomes bottle to the sheif. So Taisvis says, so l'chayre, according to the homach loikis, between Rab Nosson and the Chachomim is, does Minoy have a Mila? Does Minoy become bottle to the Shofar? Rab Nosson holds Minoy becomes bottle to the Shofar, the Chachomim holds Minoy did not become bottle to the Shofar. But Shaloi be Minoy, Rab Nosson also held, can become bottle to the Shofar. Afal Pikain, by Nishtaya Ruboy, Rab Nosson holds, but if it's Nishtaya Ruboy, I feel Shaloi be Minoy becomes bottle to the Shofar. So, Zekter Taisvis Alpi Cheshbin, this shouldn't be, the Chachamim should also be made to this. Nishtaya Ruboy, so Al Kaponim Minoy, it should become bottle to the Shaifa by Nishtaya Ruboy. Zay Lachay Rebot Kedav Sai. So now, that's a cheshbon. So that's a glatter cheshbon. That minoy according to the rabbanon is just like shaloi b'minoy according to Rab Nosson. And if by nishtaya ruboy shaloi b'minoy is good, so by nishtaya according to Rab Nosson, who are the nishtaya ruboy b'minoy should be good according to the chachamim. Now we have a shrekleche problem. The Mishnah said nikev if it had a hole. Besosmai, imaakevesatkiya, Taisus was learning, so what does imaakevesatkiya mean? Imaakevesatkiya means that Bishasar had a nekev, it was maakevesatkiya. Besosmai posel. It's posel. Now, the Mishnah did not go into chelukim, if it's nishtaye ruboy, nifchas ruboy. The Mishnah just said one klal. If it's nikev, If b'shas the nekev, there was ma'akev esatkiyah, astima will never help. Now, Taisa says, Amor de Kekashe, who holds like this? Sai Rab Nosson, inside the Chachamim, by nishtaya ruboy, akapon amina should help. How can the Mishnah say, it's a statement, it's possible, the Mishnah doesn't go into the protim, if it was nifchas ruboy, nishtaya ruboy. So Taisus got stuck. That means, if this is pshat, the Mishnah is bitter. V'af al pi shaloi nifchas ela miyutoi. So Taisus says, afilu was nifchas miyutoi yefshish lo yakev en ekev es atkiya im loi nistam velo hochi kosher. So does the Mishnah go like? That's the problem. So because of this, Taisvis falls off this pshat. So the Val, we had two pshatim in the Mishnah. Taisvis in the first pshat held, ma'akev esatkiya means after the stime it was ma'akev esatkiya. And Taisvis then held that what's wrong with it? So there be nothing wrong. Taisvis in the second pshat held that ma'akev esatkiya means the nekev made a shini akel. And that's why it's no good, because after, so the chazorah lekoylei harishon al yedei davar acher is a poysel. And everything went good, but there's a problem over here. According to the second lashon, who does the Mishnah go like? Ulekach nire vadei leforish. So lechayre Taisus wants to go back to the first pshat. Forish mikol mokim di ma'aki vesatkiya la'acher shesos mokoma. We're going to go back to the first pshat. So what's the first pshat again? There was a nekev. The nekev was Mishana the Kerl. Besosmoy, and now he was Saisim the nekev. Im ma'akev esatkiya. So now, after the steamer, you have a new Kerl. It's not the way it was before. It's a third Kerl. Pasul. Vim lav kosher. Lakach nirevade leforish mikol mokim de imaake besatkiya laacher shesos mykomo. The maake besatkiya laacher shesos mykomo. Ubi rishal miktoni bemilse derabonon bein beminoi bein sheloi beminoi imaake atkiya posel. Vim lav kosher. We'll come back soon what Tosfos is saying. We'll come back soon to explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is Moisef with Yerushalmi. V'chein b'tesefte, v'filo hochi komri b'Yerushalmi demasnisen rabnosen. While these words are very unclear, we'll come back to them soon. U'maskone d'shmaite. So now, Tosfos says, look, that's a big pilpul, b'aloch elamaisen. What's the loch? Nire. So Taisa says as follows. The shofar shenikev, a shofar that had an ekev, v'sosmai b'minoi, v'chozol l'koiloi, l'kemoi shohoya mitchilosai koidim shenoka, there was an ekev. The nekev was Mishana the Kerl. Now, after the nekev, it came back to the old Kerl. Les din, v'les dayin de kosher. It's kosher. Afilo hoya ma'akev atkiya koidim shenistam. Even though the nekev made a shini akil. And that what it sounds like it sounded in the beginning is through the steamer, it is kosher. The perish ze ika. My third pshat, that's them, according to the second pshat, it's right from poshet. It's machlekes, the tanekame, and rabnosen, and the matters. Yeah, the perish ze iker, the ma'ake vesatkiya, la'acher shenistam koma. It means la'acher shenistam. Period. What will be veloisosmoi klal? What if there was a nekev, and he never was soisam the nekev? It's also kosher. Afilu ma'ake v'nekev vesatkiya, ki de kamrine birshalmi, de chol ha'koyle is ksheirin b'sheif. So Taisva says, let's work backwards. So Taisva says, Lahaloche, if the neke was Mishana the Kerl, Geit Megonishton, if he's Taikeya Bishas, the neke is there, it's kosher. If he was Soisim the neke, Beminoi, and it went back to the old Kerl, it is kosher. If it made a new Kerl, it is posel, because that's Pshan the Mishnah, Imaake Besatkiya posel. That's Pshat the Mishnah. If the steamer brings about a new Kerl, it is possible. Bimlav kosh. Now, let us see Rabbi Kivega and Gilyan Ashas. Tamuali. So Rabbi Kivega asks, Lomo davke b'minoi. Taisvis, when Taisvis goes down to brass tacks, Laloche we paskin, that if it goes back to the old Kerl, it is kosher. Habi Yerushalmi Muki Lemasnisen Avke Rabnos. The Yerushalmi, this is brought before, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabnos. Now, if the Mishnah is going according to Rabnosen, so according to Rabnosen, Vim Kein Mayri Masnisen Be'enoi Minoi. So the Mishnah is speaking about Enoi Minoi. Because according to Rav Nosson, if the Mishnah is going according to Rav Nosson, and Rav Nosson said, Beminoi kosher, Beinoi minoi is possible. That's what Rav Nosson said. And we're speaking about that there was Nishtane Koiloi. Mikay Masnisen Mayri Beinoi minoi. Vafilu hochi. Im einoi ma'akev kosher. So Rav Nosson says, im einoi ma'akev kosher. So it's this, Rav Nosson says, if it's ma'akev, it is possible. If it is not ma'akev, so yod's ene mino is posel. But if it is not ma'akev, it is kosher. Ubezel loy pligi rabbonon. Ela desvir le de ma'akev af bemino is posel. Vama de kosher le rabnosen be ene mino ochinami le rabbonon. Taisis before et sere yesod, ene mino according to rabnosen is equivalent to mino according to the rabbonon. Now Rav Nosson holds Einoi Minoi only passels if it's Ma'akev, if the keil changed now. But if the keil did not change now, Einoi Minoi should also be kosher. So Bezois of Einoi Minoi is kosher, but Einoi Ma'akev, who adin according to the Rabbanan, because there's no machloikis. The old machloikis is that the Chachamim say the mina is like Einoi Minoi, but in a case where Einoi Minoi is good, so it should be good to fill according to the Chachamim also. So why does Tosfos say la halacha only Minoi is good? That is Rabbi Kevegi's kasha. Now let us go back to Tosfos for 1 minute. The Sfas Emes says a beautiful pshat in Tosfos. Now we'll start understanding Tosfos has a whole bunch of inyonim, which will now become clarified. But let's see what Taishu says. Lekach nire vade leforish. Mikol mokem. Di ma'akiv esatkiye la'achel shesosmoi komo. Di ma'akiv esatkiye la'achel shesosmoi komo. The Mishnah means, if the, through the steam it's ma'akiv the tkiye, it's no good. Ubi rishalmi ktoni Bemilse de Rabbonon, Bein Beminoi, Bein Sheloi Beminoi, Im Ma'akev Atkiye Posel. Rabbonon hold, Bein Beminoi, Bein Sheloi Beminoi, Im Ma'akev Atkiye Posel. Vim Lav Kosher, Vechein Betei Sefte, Filohochi Komi Birishalmi, De Masnissen Rabnos. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Nosson. So the Sfas Emes brings from the Ramban. Now, we have here a it's very unclear. Tosfos in the beginning had said that the Yerushalmi is Geiris im Hoyo Ma'akev Esatkiye. The Yerushalmi learned Pshat that the im Hoyo Ma'akev Esatkiye is speaking about if the nekev was mishane the keil, so that is, then a steamer won't help. Now all of a sudden, Tosfos brings down, b'yirushal miktoni b'milse d'rabonon b'in b'mini b'in shaloi b'minoi im ma'akev hatkiye posel. Not im hoye ma'akev, im ma'akev hatkiye posel. Then the Yerushalmi says, the Mishnah is going according to Rav Nosson. Why is it going according to Rav Nosson? Zok the Sfas Emes, and he brings this from the Ramban, that Be'emesin, there's two Yerushalmis. The Yerushalmi once was Geiris Hoyo Ma'akev, and the Yerushalmi was Geiris Ma'akev. In the Bereise, we had as follows. Let us learn the Bereise, and then we'll come back to the Mishnah. The Bereise, says as follows, Nikev v'sosmoi bein b'minoi bein sheloi b'minoi posel. Rabbi Nosson oimer b'minoi kosher sheloi b'minoi posel. The Yerushalmi learned pshat that the Bereise is speaking about im hoyo ma'akev esatkiye. The Bereise is speaking about that the Nekev made a Shinei HaKel, and now he was Soisim it. And after the Stime, it goes the way it was before. The Bereise is speaking about that the Nekev made a Shinei, and the Stime was Mesaken the Shinei. Now, if we learn that this is Pshat in the Bereise, so it says as follows. According to Rav Nosson, Minoi is kosher. If Minoi brought it back to what it was in the beginning. Sheloi b'minoi is possible. According to the Tanakame, Bein b'minoi, Bein Sheloi b'minoi is no good. So the Tanakame holds, The Tana Kama holds im hoya ma'akev esat kie. So whatever stime you'll put in will not help. It's because it's cold that the curl came about through the stime and it doesn't become a chelik of the shofar. Now, if it says in our Mishnah, im einay ma'akev, me'ena ma'akev esat kie, it is kosher, so our Mishnah can only go according to Rav Nosson. According to the Tanakhama, it was gate mer on that it went back to before. The Chachomim hold, if the Nekev made a Shinei HaKol, so Memele, it is always possible. That was the Yerushalmi im Hoya Ma'akev Esatkiyim. The Yerushalmi im Hoya Ma'akev was speaking about the Baraisa. The Yerushalmi im Ma'akev Esatkiyah is speaking about, if it's now Ma'akev, is speaking about if the Stime is Ma'akev. So the Mishnah is saying, im Ma'akev Esatkiyah, if now it is Ma'akev the Tkiyah, it is possible. V'im lav kosher. So the Mishnah can only be going according to Rav Nosson. Because according to the Chachomim, if there was once a Ma'akev Esatkiyah, so it's always possible. So the Mishnah has to go according to Rav Nosson. Ubi Rishalmi Ktoni, b'milsei derabonim, b'ein b'mini, let's see now, nachmo de loshna, b'milsei, Rishalmi Ktoni, b'milsei derabonim, b'ein b'minoi, b'ein sheloi b'minoi, im Ma'akev Atkiyah posel. So Ma'akev Atkiyah is on the Baraisa, and this is the Rabbon. So the Imhoya Ma'akev Atkiyah. Here, this is the Yerushalmi Imhoya Ma'akev Atkiyah. Posel. The Imlav Kosher. V'chein v'tesef. This Imhoya Ma'akev Atkiyah is posel according to Chomim. V'v'loch, Yikomi B'Yerushalmi the Masnissin Rav Nosson. So the Mishnah is only going according to Rav Nosson because the Mishnah says that it is kosher if now it is not Ma'akev Atkiyah. So al koponim, according to Taisvis, Rav Nosson, so it comes out as follows. There's a machloikis in the Baraisa between Rav Nosson and the Chachomim. If the Nekev was Mishane the Koil, and you put in a steamer and the steamer brought it back to the original Koil. According to Rav Nosson, if the steamer is Minoy, it is Kosher. The stima is shalei b'minei, it is possible, and according to the Chachamim, it's never good. I feel it's mina, it's also possible. So the Beraisa is speaking about, the Beraisa is telling us only according to Rav Nosson, if it went back to the original coil, it is kosher, and when is this? If it was mina. So memele, our Mishnah that says, ima'aki v'satkiye, possible. If it did not go back to the original coil, it is possible. The imlav, if it went back to the original coil, it is kosher. So this is only speaking about minay. Is therefore Taisva says, Aloch elamaisa nire, the shayfa shenike visosmai be minay. The chosel lekoil kamay shayi mitchilos, the kaidim shenike, bless din, bless dying, the kosher. That's how this was emes, says Pshat and Taisva. Let us go further at the Gemara. Hatekeya lesoich abayur e lesoich hadus. The Mishnah says that if a person was tekeya in abayur, so it depends. Shoma im kol shayfer shoma yotzav im kol habor shoma lo yotzav. Omar Rav Huna, this dion, did he hear a kol shayfer? Did he hear a kol habor? Omar Rav Huna lo ishanu elo lo oisan ha'oimdim al sfas habayim. Who has difficulties in hearing a keil shayfa? Who has difficulties? The person who is standing al sfas habayim and the person who is standing al sfas habayim and the shayfa is besaych habayim. So the shayfa is blowing in the boil. He's standing outside of the boil, so then he could hear Akel Habohim. Avol oison ha'oimdim be'boil, those who are standing in the boil, and the shofar is being blown in the boil, yotzu. the Havore is only from the contrast that the Sheif is being blown in the Boer and he's standing outside of the Boer. That makes an Irvu Vakil. But if you're together with the Sheifer in the Boer, there's no problem. That's Rav Huna's Ashtik Teiris. Rav Huna said Pshat in the Mishnah, when is it possible if you're standing on Sfasa Boer and the Tkiyu was Besaycha Boer? This is a Pshat of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Tanya Namihochi, no, I'll bring you a Raya. Because we learned in the Baraisa, Atekeya L'Seicha Boer L'Seicha Dus Yotza. There the Baraisa says, you're Yotza. Vasnan lo yotza, our Mishnah says you're not yotze. Elo lav shmaminok, yid Rav Huna shmaminok, akel, vayis tochoysa, Rav Huna's pshat is an emes of pshat. Rav Huna said that, what the Mishnah said, atakele seicha, but you're not yotze, is not speaking about that everyone isn't yotze. It's only speaking about the oim dim al svasa, but oim dim is seicha, but you are yotze. So that's pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, atakele seicha, but yotze, it's speaking about the gabi, the oim dim is seicha, but shmaminok. So according to the first Mahalach in the Gemara, Rav Huna said pshat in our Mishneh, and the Gemara brings a raya from the Baraisa. Ike, others said that this Shakla V'taya was said in a different way. Ike, the Romelu Mirme. Others say that the Shakla V'taya started off with Akash. Tnan, we learned in the Mishneh, Tekei L'Seicha B'L'Seicha Duz, Lo Yotza. So we asked Akasha Vasanya Yotza, Omar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said a teretz to the Kasha, loy Kasha. Kan la oison ha oim dim al svasa boir, they hear an irvuv keil. Kan la oison ha oim dim biboir, they hear the keil shayfa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, oison ha oim dim biboir yotzu shehen keil ha shayfa loylam shamu. They hear the keil shayfa. Ike dramilu mirme, yesh tamidim shein shayinim lahoda Rav Huna beinyin loy shonu. Lefrushi masnissen, ala romo mirme masnissen, a breis adodi, valokoi Rav Huna mishani. Rav Huna did not come to be meforish, Rav Huna came to be metarets, a kasha, of a steer in the mishnah and the breis. Period. Omar, rabbe, or rove, shoma, miktsas tkiye beboir, u miktsas tkiye al sfasa boir, Yotzo. So let us see Rashi. Kosalke daitach tohochikoma. Hoyo oimed hu besfasabe. He was standing besfasabe. And we're speaking about him. Vechaveiroi tekeya beboyer. And his chaver is being tekeya in the boyer. Viyotzo lechutz. Is yotzo bachatzit kie. Bashminenoche de bektsasna mi yotze. So Rav is saying as follows. This person who is standing outside and he's listening to a Teikeya who is in the midst of leaving the boil. So the first half of the Tekiya, but Bishas, he's leaving the boil, he's blowing a Tekiya. So this Oymed al Svasa boil, Shoma Miktsas Tekiya be boil, he heard mixes of the Tekiya that was blown in the boil, that most probably is apostle tekiya, because there you can hear a keil avore. Umiktsas tekiya al svasa boir, and the other half of the tekiya he heard when the shayfa was already al svasa boir. Yotza, yoytze. So it says over here that a person is yoytze with hearing a miktsas tekiya, even though he didn't hear the beginning. He heard a chelik of a tekiya is yoytze. Miktsas tkiye koydim sheyala mudashacha. The same Rav said another halach. What is the din if he heard miktsas tkiye koydim sheyala mudashacha? Before alois hashacha, he heard a half a tkiye. Or miktsas tkiye laacha sheyala mudashacha lo yotzo. So Rav is splitting the hair. That sometimes when you hear a miktsas tkiye, you hear a second half of a tkiye, even though the first half was no good. Yoytze. And sometimes if the first half was no good, and you heard the second half, you're not yoytze. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye est Rove, Maishno. What's the difference? Hosom, why? Let's go in the second case. You say that Shoma Miktsas Tkiye, Koydim Shola Mudashach. You say you're yoytze. You're not yoytze. The beinin kula tkiya bechiyuv velaka. You have to hear a whole tkiya bechiyuv. And the first half was kaidim this man chiyuv. Ochinami boinin kula tkiya bechiyuv velaka. So here also you need that the whole tkiya should be namakim chiyuv. That was the kash. And for the Gemara, hachi hashte. Hosom laila loves man chiyuv hu klal. Laila is not as man chiyuv. Hoche boer mokaim chiyuv hu la oison ha'imdim beboer. So he answered a teretz as follows. And it would seem from the Gemara, First of all, the Gemara was medame. If we'll take the words literally, the Sfas Emes is a Pesabisal Mesupik, if you do take the words literally, but if Nanich, we will take the words literally, the Gemara held as follows, that if the Gemara's Medame, let's say if we will assume that a Boyer is a Mokaim where no one can be Yaitse. That means a fellow people who are standing in the boyer can also not be yoitze. It's a mokem where the keil hatkiya cannot be heard clearly. You always hear a keil havore. If it would be like that. So we have here a chelik of the tkiya, which was made in a mokem that you can't be yoitze. So the Gemara was medame this to a chelik of a tkiye that was made in a zman you can't be yoitze. So memele, the Gemara seemed to hold like this, that be'emesin, that's for sure. Rov is machadishna, you don't have to hear the complete tkiye. He heard the first half of the tkiye was a keil havore. That doesn't matter. But you have to hear a chelik of a keil that has a shem tkiya on it. When does the keil have a shem tkiya? If the whole keil was blown in a zman chiyuv, or the whole keil was blown in a mokim chiyuv. But if the achelik of the keil was blown in a zman ptur, or a mokim, which you can't be yaitse yachiyuv, that means it was blown in a mokim, which where you can't hear the sound of the, you can't hear the sound of the shofar, you only hear keil havore. So memele, then it doesn't get a shem tkiya. Since it was blown in a mokim that you can't be yoitze. Because it's blown in a mokim where, so it doesn't get a din of a tkiya shal mitzvah. So then he won't be yoitze if he heard miktsas. So the Gemara, so that was the kasha of Abaye. Abaye held that the boyer is not a mokim chiyuve. So Rove answered him, it's not true. That Bemison, the boyer is a mokim chiyuve. For the one who's standing outside, he can't be yoitze with the keil that he hears from the shofar that was blown in the boyer. But Lemaise, the proof of the pudding is those who are in the boyer could be yoitze. So it is considered a mokim chiyuve, a mokim that you can be yaitze yachiv. So memele, so if this a mokim that you can be yaitze yachiv, so it's considered a tkiye shel mitzvah, and Rava was machadish, you don't have to hear the whole tkiye shel mitzvah. It is sufficient if you hear a chelik of the tkiye shel mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Kaidem amuda shacha, labs manayui, kidamrinim meseches megila, kol ayoim kosher litkiya shoifa, yalef taima miyoim true yielohem, yoim veloi lailo. Hachi gasinin, this is going on the Gemara further. So the Gemara, lememre de sova rabbe, shoma soif tkiya beloi tkiya yotza. Abakaponim rabbe saying that if you hear a miktsas tkiya, soif tkiya, even though you didn't hear the whole tkiya, you yaitze. Umemele, tchilas tkiya b'lay soif tkiya, also should be yotze. Toshmam. We learned talk aborishoin is up to the tarat of Malchius, talk aborishoin. Umoshach bishniya kishtaim, and then by the tkiachoin of Malchius, he extended the coil that it should have a shear of two tkiyas. And his intent was that the tkiachoin from Malchius should serve as the first half should be a tkiachoin for Malchius, and the second half should be a tkiachoin for Zichoinus. So the din is embiyode yala acha, so he only has one tki, it's only a tkiachoin. Ba'amai, according to Rove, that Rove said, that a miktsas tkiya is sufficient. So just like a saif without a tchila is good, so a tchila without a saif is also good. Ba'amai tesalik lo betarti. So let the first half be a tkiya chayne, and let the second half be, even though you don't have a saif, let the second half be a tkiya rishayne. And for the Gemara, that is true. You don't have to hear a saif, you don't have to hear a tchila. But psukit kiyasa me'adodi loy paskinim. But you can't, but since it's one koil, you can't make from one koil two koilas. So that's why he's not yoitze both. Zogt Rashi, achi gasinu, memre de sovero, ve de chishamini saif tchiyah beloy tchilas kiyah yotze, ume meile, the tchila beloy saif yotze yotze, toke berishoyin epshut, es lopnei trua, trua samalchiyas. ומושר בשני בפשוטו של אחר כשתיים ונזכוון לוצס בו אף ידי פשוטו של לפני תרועס הזכוין שעושד עולו את כאית כיפה לזו זה ממילא זה לגמור שדה זה דיפן לומדס תושמע תקיה לסויך הבויר אי לסויך הדוס אי לסויך הפיטס עם כל שיפה שום היוצו In Kel Havore Shama Lo Yotzo Vamai, was Kate Miron that he heard a Kel Havore later. Leipo, let him be Yotze, betchilas tkiya mikami de la Arviv Kola, let him be Yotze. Before the Irv of Koyo. In Kel Havore Shama is Mashma, he says, if he heard a Kel Havore, it doesn't say that, that the whole Kel was a Kel Havore. Could be the curl in the beginning was a kosher curl. Later, you hold the curl about it. So it says, "Your yoytzev, my levik betchilas tkiya mikami de larviv kolo." So there's upkefrek. So from here we see klo that you have to hear a safe tkiya. So mamel, who if you have to hear a safe tkiya, who then you have to hear a tchilas tkiya? So bezoy. So now we're back to. So what did Rabbi say? So how could Rabbi say if a person is standing on the Sfas HaBoyer and someone else is coming out from the Boyer, blowing a Tkiya, the one Al Sfas HaBoyer is Yoitze, he only heard a Saif Tkiya, did not hear a Tchilas Tkiya. And for the Gemara, Einach Hanami. The person who's standing Al Sfas HaBoyer is Taka never Yoitze, because he didn't hear a Tchilas Tkiya. Ki koma rabbe bitoikeya vo'oile. Rabbe was speaking about a person who was in the boil, and he's walking out of the boil, and lenavshe, for himself, was he yoitze. So Rabbe said he was yoitze. Why? Because he doesn't have any problems. Kozman, he's in the boil, so he's yoitze. When he walks out of the boil, so the shev is also outside of the boil, so he's also yoitze. So Rabbe is saying, so that's what Rabbi is saying. Rabbi is saying the person who goes out of the boil needs to take care of linav shei for himself. He'll be yaitze. The person who's standing outside like him won't be yaitze. But he'll be yaitze. Frek the gemori hochi mai lememra. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi? So Rabbi isn't saying anything. Versteitzer. In the boil, because man in the boil, you're yaitze. You're out of the boil, you're also yaitze. So what's the Rabbi? Mal de teime zimnen de mapik reishei vakate sheifer beboil. Come Arviv Kola, let's be afraid that when he's coming out, we have to make sure that the shofar has to be the same height as his ear level. So Memele, so then we'll say that the ears follows the shofar, the kol of the shofar. So Kozman, the shofar is in the boyer, his ears are in the boyer. when his ears get out of the boil, so the sheifer is also out of the boil. But what would be if the ear level is higher than the sheifer? The sheifer is facing downwards and his ears are higher. So it could be while he's coming out, so his ears are above the boil and the sheifer is still in the boil, so he could be hearing a kel havore. Mal the time is zimnin, we should be chayish the mapik reishay. Bakate shayfa beboyer, bekoma arviv kolo. Kamash melon, that nitazoi. We're not chayish for them. Zogt Rashi, im kel shayfa shama, beloy kel abo yotz, im kel abo shama, im kel shayfa lo yotz. We're not speaking about someone else that wants to be Yates. A person should not be tekeya in a shofar shel oila. Why shouldn't he be tekeya? Because a oila is a isamila. You're not allowed to derive hanoa from kochim. So mamela, one should not take a shofar shel oila, which there still is an isa meila on it, and be tekeya. It's an isa. That's an aveira. V'im toka, but what is the halacha if he was tekeya? Now, zomaklan lamais, an aveira hata from he was moil behegdish. But what's with the mitzvah of tkiya shayfa? Yotza, he was yotza. B'shayfar shel shlomim. What if the same thing happened b'shayfar shel shlomim? Here the halacha is lo yitoka. He's not allowed to. V'im toka lo yotza. But here, if he was tekeya, he wasn't yoitz either. My time, what's the difference? So the Gemara says as follows. Oila bas me'ilahin. An oila's kotche kotchim, so there's a din me'ilah. And by me'ilah, there's a klal, even the mo'al bo nafke lo lechulim. So when a person is mo'il behegdish, she was nene mina hegdish, so it goes out lechulim. So me'ilah, so it comes out that he was tekeya, the davar shel chulim, because the tchilas hatkiya was mapiket lechulim. Shlomim the lav v'nei meila nino. There's no din shlomim is kotshim kalim. There's no din meila. Isuru derochiv bo v'loy nafki lechulim. So that means it remains hegdish. So the whole tkiya was hatkiya beisa and never went out lechulim. So memele, so therefore you are not yoitz. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi shall oilo v'tolshay mechayim dilalachas rike in meilin loy ba'oira v'loy bekarneo shakel lekahanim kedemrinim bevenoches bezvochem nema loyia ba'oila v'nema loyia ba'oshem oshem atzmoisav mutorim after zrika afeila atzmoisav mutorim. Shlomim lavne mila nino. The ain meila bekotchim kalim. Elo ba'im murim. Lacha zrikek she ubravu lechelek gavoya. Only the murim, there's a din, the ain mila bekotchim kalim. Elo ba'im murim. Lacha zrikek she ubravu lechelek gavoya. Let us see Taisves. B'shefer shel oila lo yitoka kleima b'meizit. That's an issa. V'im toka kloima b'shoigig yotza. The b'shoigig moal v'nofa l'chulun. So the din mila is mapik the shayfa l'chulun. Ava b'meizid ein me'ila b'loy nofik l'chulun. Shemachalik b'in oilu l'shlamim. The reason of Rava was because of Yehuda. The reason of Yehuda was because here it's yotza l'chulun, it's not yotza l'chulun. Yochal l'chalik b'oilu gufa b'meizid l'shoigig. That by shaygi kufay is a din if that the difference between oil and shlomim. Oil is yotzal lechulun and shlomim is not yotzal lechulun. Now the Ritva asks here a kasha. He says, what is pshat? Why by Ashlomim is it not Yoitze? Why aren't you Yoitze? He was Eva Nissa. So he's Eva Nissa about it. But why isn't he Yoitze? So the Ritva says two Mahalchim. One Mahalach, the Ritva says, because it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. That means the whole mitzvah came about. We'll see, Rabbi Yehuda's mitzvah lahonis nitnu. So he's deriving hanor from the oila. So the mitzvah is coming through a gezel hagdish. That's how the mitzvah is coming about through an aveira. So it's a mitzvah habo b'aveira. So therefore you're not yoitze. That's by shlomim. By an oila, since it becomes chulin, so now you mekayim the mitzvah with a shayfer shel chulin. We'll see later in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, but when he started blowing, it was still hegdish. That's the Gemara later. That's one mahalach in the Ritva. Then the Ritva says another mahalach, which is very interesting. It seems it's not so posh. Mitzvah bobeveira is not as adova muskim. So the Ritva says, inami. So the Ritva says like this, she'im lo yotzo, lo yovid isure. He says, the isser of mila is, because I'm deriving benefit from hegdish. What is the benefit? The benefit is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. We'll see later, Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvahs lahonis nitno. So the benefit is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Zokt the Ritva. So let us see like this. If he'll be yoitze, so be moil behegdish, because he derived benefit from shlomim. If he won't be yoitze, so he won't be yoivanisa. So it comes about that the kiyum ha-mitzvah, that means if he'll be mekayim the mitzvah, it'll be yoivanisa. If he won't be mekayim the mitzvah, he won't be yoivanisa. So the Ritva, she'im loy kivin, she'im loy yotza, loy oved isure, mutav hu loy mar shaloy yotza. So it's preferable to say he shouldn't be yotze in order not to be over an isa. Alachair, I don't understand the svar of the Ritva. I mean, it's very nice if you're asking, saloinzach besanish yotze, it's a zayt. Fatik, that's true. Because if he won't be yotze, he won't be over an isa. Fine. But how do you play around with it? He did a maisa mitzvah, and then he did a maisa mitzvah, that he's over an isa. So mutav, it's better that he shouldn't be yotze. But I mean, what makes from a maisa mitzvah ois mitzvah? A cheshbon can make an ois mitzvah. So loin tzach, he shouldn't be yotze. So that makes he's not yotze. Basically.